Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wig up, please.
Wig up, please.
This is the I Am
Rappaport podcast. Yes, Brandon Bing and I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. I'm back from the beaches of Jacksonville, Florida, and they were gorgeous. A much needed 3-day joint, whatever, down to Jacksonville, Florida. Plus, making pilots earn their keep. Don't just tell these pilots, great flight. They need to earn that keep. There's no participation trophies flying across the country. And Roe versus Wade, the full breakdown from my POV. All that and more in a brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy over something real nice. Start this puppy over something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy over something real loud and real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming at you. Museum quality podcasting always and forever. Yes! I'll say it again. Yiggity, yes! Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is in Tsukasa, in the house, in the place to be. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, You are now rocking with the very best I Am Rappaport stereo podcast, coming live and direct from New York City, Nueva York. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I'm feeling real good, feeling better, on the mend, starting to feel more like myself, feeling positive about that. And I hope everybody else is feeling good mentally, physically, emotionally, as we head into the last week of June 2022. 6 months almost down. Can you believe that shit? 6 months in the can. Can you believe that shit? We'll be heading into 4th of July week. And do not Jason Pierre Paul yourself. Fuck around with those firecrackers, those M80s, those mega splitters, those banana nuts, those coke rockets. None of that shit. You don't want to blow your fucking fingers off trying to show off for the little kids in the neighborhood. Leave it up to the pros. Jason Pierre-Paul was able to bounce back. He's a freak athlete. He's walking around with three fingers on one hand and a couple of nubs on the other hand. You ain't JPP, so be careful out there. 4th of July weekend. Anyway, I'm feeling good. Spent the last 3 days in Jacksonville, Florida. Had a family trip down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Had never been to Jacksonville, Florida. I'm always a grumpy, reluctant traveler, especially being sick. You know, going places that I've never been. I'm always like, Jacksonville. You know, what the fuck? Do I gotta go? You know, family. Gotta tell you, every time I come from Florida, I always like it. I have nothing bad to say about the place. Jacksonville, the beaches of Atlantic Beach. Down there in Jacksonville, gorgeous. Deep, deep, wide beaches, clean sand. The water was bath warm, but not too warm. Beautiful, beautiful salt water. Like you felt like you were really in the Florida ocean. No seaweed, no rocks, no nothing. Gorgeous fucking beach. Waves coming in. You know, you got to pay attention, but not like Hawaii. Not going to flip you around. You got to pay attention. But just beautiful. They got the sand grass. And just every time I walk away from Florida, 2 days here, three. The only time I've never really enjoyed Florida is Orlando. No disrespect to the Orlando Rappapack. But that's the only place that I've been to in Florida. I was like, I don't need to come back here. Not with the Disney, the Daffy Duck, the Mickey Mouse, none of that stuff. But Miami, West Palm Beach, Jacksonville, I'll go back. You get in that fucking water, boy. That water calms you the fuck down. That ocean just chills you out. That ocean breeze. The sound of the ocean cracking, smacking. The sunset, the sunrise, all of it. You know, I grew up in New York City, so I didn't grow up around oceans. You know, I'm around water, East River, Hudson River, but these are shit rivers. But as I've gotten older, I realize, you know, I'm a Pisces. I enjoy the water. I will not put out one day the Gringo Mandingo owning a place in Florida. I like it that much. I don't know how long I could stay there, you know, at a time. But if you want to chill the fuck out, and I got to tell you, the people were nice. They were diverse. They were eclectic. All sorts of people were coming up to me. And I'm talking about, like, you know, you judge a book by its cover. You're like, oh, it's Florida. White, red-faced white people. I'm thinking they're looking at me. They don't like me. So many people came up to me. Appreciate your post. Appreciate what you say about Trump. Appreciate what you said today about Roe versus Wade. Appreciate this. Appreciate that. And you, if you judge a book by its cover, these are not the kind of people you would think that would come up to me being big fans, podcast fans, all of it. Had some decent meals. Had one meal that was not good. I mean, it was like, okay, it's Jacksonville. No disrespect, but I was like, okay. But I really, really, really enjoyed it. A lot of people have been asking. There was some videotape of me on the ocean. Why weren't you in your custom-made Jacksonville banana hammock? I think I left it. I left it in New York. I had to get myself a bathing suit when I was down there. I go down. Usually I travel 2-3 banana hammocks minimum. Got to the hotel, started unpacking. Could not find not one of my banana hammocks. Had to go get myself a substitute bathing suit. So that footage you saw of me coming out of the water like a big fucking tall glass of milk. Looking lean and mean on the chest, naked. People were disappointed. Where's the hammock? Where is your banana hammock, Gringo Mandingo? We expect you to be in that hammock. Other question that's been asked a few times already is, did you shit in the oceans of Jacksonville? And the answer to that is no. I did not shit in the ocean. I have no problem shitting in the ocean. I enjoy shitting in the ocean. I feel like that's what it's for. You're not going to pollute the ocean if you shit in it. We all know my ulcerative colitis situation. I could find it very healing. That salt water cleaning out your ass, all natural. But the answer to the question that a few people have asked is no. I did not shit in the ocean during this trip to Jacksonville, Florida, Atlantic Beach, but I have nothing but great things to say. You know, the one thing that I will say, my flights were on time. I know a lot of people have been dealing with delayed flights. They were on time in what you would expect to be on time. The plane never, if the plane says it's going to take off at 10:40 and land at 12:10, it never happens. That fucking thing's never in the air at 10:40. And you're never off the fucking thing at 12:10. And you get these needy pilots. They come out at the end of the flight, you know, so proud of themselves that they didn't fucking crash the plane. And they're standing there looking, in my opinion, they're looking for you to say, great flight. Thank you. Thank you, Captain, for a great flight. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm glad we got there safe. That's first and foremost. But in my opinion, a great flight is if it says take off at 10:40, land at 12:10, I want to take off at 10:40, land at 12:10. I don't want to take off at 11:03, land at the tarmac at 10:53, and then I'm off the fucking plane 17 minutes later. So when you come out there like all, you know, like waiting for like your little trophy or your hand, thank you, pilot, thank you, sir. Nah, I say thanks. I don't say great flight. Thank you for getting me there safe. Great flight means getting me there on time. I don't like the extra 45 minutes on the fucking plane. Nobody does. And God forbid they get you there earlier than the estimated time of arrival. Then you'll just be sitting there probably even longer. Get me on and off the fucking plane. If you want your participation trophy, if you want your fucking, your shout out from me, Air Marshal Mike, don't just stand there like, oh, Captain, oh, yes, Captain, thank you so much. Fuck all that. You got to earn that. Otherwise, thank you. Have a good day. It's not a great flight. It wasn't a great flight. It was a very good flight. It was a good flight. Wasn't bumpy. Got there safe, obviously the most important thing, but it wasn't great. I'm on this fucking plane 50 more minutes than I need to be. I'm uncomfortable in here. You know, motherfuckers walking on the plane. Yo, there should be a rule about against walking on the plane with food that's open. You shouldn't be able to walk on the plane while you're sitting down, while you're eating a Whopper Jr., eating some Sbarro pizza, eating a tuna sandwich that you brought from home. No one wants to see that. If you want to do that, eat it before you get on the plane or wait till you get to your seat. I saw this fat bitch, no disrespect, walking down the aisle eating a big ass slice. I'm like, why you don't eat the slice when you get to your seat? She's eating a slice like Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever in the opening scene, like walking down the aisle eating the slice. They can't wait to eat your slice till you sit down, Tubby. Nobody wants to smell that shit. Nobody wants to see that shit. Motherfuckers are uncomfortable. People are trying to settle in. We're post-COVID. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody wants to see you eating. Nobody wants to smell your Panda Express shrimp lo mein. Eat that shit at the airport, or at least wait till you're in your seat. Motherfuckers think they're in a cafeteria. I'm on a flight to Jacksonville.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Shout out to all the people I came across in Jacksonville. A couple of people that I ran into listened to the podcast. And thanks for the hot. I will definitely be back in Jacksonville. And like I said, you know, people talk all that shit about Florida. I talk all that shit about Florida, but I gotta tell you, like I said, every time I come back, I'm a satisfied customer. And it's not like I'm big dicking it down there. Stayed in a humble abode. I wasn't flossing it, but just being right by that ocean, little ocean view. I mean, I wasn't in a fucking tent, but I wasn't in some, you know, fancy joint like my man Trevor with the good hair, Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars. Anyway, I am back in New York City. I am performing in Milwaukee the 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month. 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month. Come see me in Milwaukee. Tickets are on sale now at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And then I will be in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City. I think I was in Oklahoma City once for the Big Three. But it was in and out. I'll be there the 29th, 30th, and 31st at Bricktown Comedy. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And 28th of June, you could see me, yours truly, the Gringo Mandingo, in fully disruptive fashion on season 2 of Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And I think you're going to be satisfied customers because I'm in there talking that greasy shit right off the bat. It's a fun part, fun show. It's on Hulu. Season 1 was dope, fun, easy to watch. And I'm expecting an even better season 2. But I really had a good time doing that show. It was a fun part. So you could catch me on that. If you watch it, DM me a video, DM me a picture. I'll post it. I'm actually suspended again. I am suspended again from replying to DMs. So if you DM me, yo, Dingo, how you doing, yo, Dingo? Why didn't you shit in the beach of Jacksonville? I can't respond for a week. Yo, Dingo, how you doing? Yo, Dingo, what do you think of Kyrie Irving? Yo, Dingo, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? I cannot respond for a week. Why I got shut down, who knows? I don't even ask questions anymore. It's all part of the disruptive lifestyle. You live a certain lifestyle, a life plan of disruption. These are some of the ramifications. Tattered, bruised, banged up, but the chin is down and you keep marching forward on some Denzel and Man on Fire shit. NBA draft came and went last week. Knicks did not do shit. They traded away their pick to get more picks. They could have had a dope big man from Memphis, Jalen Duren, who they need, but they decided not to. Who had the best draft? I think the Pistons, Jaden Ivey, that kid's good. And Duren, who didn't come to the Knicks, was a win. The Pacers also got better. They got that kid Benedict Mathurin from Arizona. He's a problem. He's already talking shit about LeBron, which I don't know if that's smart. I like your spunk. I like your pizzazz, kid. But to be coming out saying they say LeBron's the best, I want to see him prove he's better than me. I don't know if you need to do that. But God bless you. They also got that kid Nembhard from Gonzaga, who's a winner, and Kendall Brown from Baylor, who's a fucking beast on the break. The Rockets got Jabari Smith from Auburn, Tari Eason from LSU, and Ty Washington from Kentucky. Those were steals, and they need all the talent they can get because the Houston Rockets are a mess. The Thunder, Pelicans, and Spurs also stacked up talent as well. The NBA has never been deeper, and the future has never been brighter. Of course, the Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. Happy for the Denver Rapper Pack. Ole Mississippi won the college baseball championship. Happy for the Mississippi Rapper Pack. Shout out to the Rapper Packs all over the world. UFC is going to be sick this weekend. Baseball's been fun. The Yankees and the Mets are great. They may meet in the fucking World Series. And we're just around the corner to start putting our feet in the ground for fantasy football. My wife's favorite time of the year, fantasy football. She loves it so fucking much. Cannot wait for that. And what else we got? We got Roe versus Wade has been overturned officially by the corrupt, lying, two-faced Supreme Court of the United States of America. And let me tell you something. I never thought that I would be discussing, I would have to use my disruptive powers for something as benign as the rights of women to get abortion. And when I say benign, I'm like, how is this even a discussion? How is this even an argument? This was already figured out 50 years ago. And every single one of these judges, pubic hair, handsy, sexually harassing, allegedly Clarence Thomas, all of them, Comey Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, all of them, each and every one of these fucking judges that another date rape accused Supreme Court judge, that tight-faced freak, Kavanaugh, they all said, we're not fucking with Roe versus Wade. When they were campaigning, when they were applying for the job, when they were tiptoeing and tap dancing to get that job, oh, we're not doing this. We're not fucking with it. All of them, they all said that. We're gonna leave it alone. Play the clip, Miles Jordan. These, all of them saying it.
Do I have this day an opinion, a personal opinion, on the outcome in Roe versus Wade? And my answer to you is that I do not.
But do you think there is as fundamental a concern as legitimacy of the court would be involved if Roe were to be overturned?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that the legitimacy of the court would be undermined in any case if the court made a decision based on its perception of public opinion.
So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other.
Senator, I said that it's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court entitled to respect under principles of stare decisis. And one of the important things to keep in mind about Roe v. Wade is that it has been reaffirmed many times over the past 45 years.
As Richard Fallon from Harvard said, Roe is not a super precedent because calls for its overruling have never ceased, but that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled. It just means that it doesn't fall on the small handful of cases like Marbury versus Madison and Brown versus the board that no one questions anymore.
And then as soon as they get the fucking job, boom. Not even a year in, they vote out Roe versus Wade. What the fuck is Roe versus Wade? We know what it is. This was dealt with in the 70s. Abortion litigation in the 70s. 1969, they met 21-year-old Norma McCorvey. Norma McCorvey, who was pregnant with her third child, she did not want to have. Enough said. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court, 1970 January. In January 1973, 7-2 decisions, Supreme Court held that women in the United States had the right to choose whether or not they wanted to get an abortion. Why are we discussing this? And these people are so... Clarence Thomas is a sexually harassing fuck. We all saw what he did to Anita Hill. Harassing her, talking greasy by the water cooler, breathing on her, sexual advances, pubic hairs, talking about his dick game, talking about his fuck style. This is a nasty motherfucker, Clarence Thomas. This is a dirty, dirty, nasty motherfucker with thick fingernails and ashy feet and bad breath. He's a nasty, dirty motherfucker. He was harassing that woman, Anita Hill. And he's up there just... Now they want to throw back gay marriage. They want to take that away. He's married to a white woman. I hope they try to take that away. Why are we going backwards? And the crazy shit about these judges that are in there, pig dick Donald Trump, the abortion king from Queens, pig dick Donald Trump allegedly has the record for funding, paying for the most abortions from anybody from the borough of Queens. I can't confirm that information. It's just something I've heard. But my guess now is that he's paid for and he impregnated at least 30 women. He's up there. Oh, it's a miracle. It's a miracle from God. This decision was a miracle, was it? And these evangelists, right-wing, pseudo-Christian this, pseudo-Christian fake, holier-than-thou, they act like they don't get pregnant on accident. They act like they don't bust a condom. They act like they don't have one-night stands. They act like they don't fuck on airplanes. They act like they don't do all the same grimy shit that everybody else does. You reap what you sow. And they go, oh, well, only a small amount of abortions or rape cases. Who cares? It's nobody's business. And you got all these women having to go on social media confessing, talking about, oh, I had an abortion when I was 21 and I was raped when I was 25 and I had an abortion. I decided to do this. You don't have to explain that shit, women. You don't have to explain your story. We know. You don't have to validate. You don't have to explain. You don't have to confirm what you do if you get pregnant. There's no reason to explain any of that shit. Fuck these people. You don't have to share. Listen, if you want to share your story, share your story. But that's your choice. You explaining it is acting like you don't have the right to that choice. You do have the right to that choice. Fuck these people. You don't have to, this happened to me, this, that happened to me. Don't put yourself on blast to try to validate what we already know is your right. I will say some of these average to below average white women who've been talking shit about toxic white men and toxic white male fragility, go to your fucking guy Clarence Thomas, that fuck. You can't blame fucking toxic white men for this. This is a group effort. And I've talked about this. I've had abortions. I didn't get the abortions, but, you know, men, you could be happily married. You could have two kids. Your wife could get pregnant. You'd be like, yo, we don't want to have another kid. We're over having another kid. Our heart isn't into it. We don't have the money. We're just not into it. And as a couple, you have the right to make that choice as a couple. You don't have to. This affects men too. Some men don't want to have. Obviously, the woman has to go through with the procedure. And I don't mean to diminish or take that away in any way. But couples, loving couples, married couples, healthy married couples can decide, we don't want the fucking baby. Or, oh, the baby has birth defects. We don't want a fucking baby coming out with a dragon tail. That's your right. And it might come out perfectly healthy. If you don't want that baby, you can't take care of that baby, you're not ready to have the baby, the fetus, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to explain that shit. Yo, you don't have to. The fact that it got taken away, I was bugging. I was like, I can't even believe I'm having to discuss this shit 50 years ago. And now this dirty, dusty, dingy, mothball-smelling motherfucker Clarence Thomas is talking about rescinding gay marriage, taking away contraception, Plan B pills. It's crazy. The governor from South Dakota said the state will prosecute doctors performing abortions. Not the women. The doctors, as if the women are being fucking held down against their will to get the abortion. We're going to get the doctors. We're going to protect these mothers. We support the mothers. You support the mothers that don't want the babies? 26 states. 26 states are certain or likely to ban abortions. abortion, which would cut off 40 million women of reproductive age from accessing the service. Now what? 13 states have already passed laws to automatically outlaw abortion after the ruling. That shit doesn't take, it's not like you're getting a driver's license. Supreme Court, they put that shit down, boom. Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Wyoming. Done. Shit's crazy.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Obviously, people have been protesting all over the place. I'm going to tell you one thing about protests. I saw some protests, some protesters, some abortion right protesters standing in front of trucks. I've said this about Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter, pro-choice, pro-life. When you're out there protesting, you could be upset, you could be angry, but when you start standing in front of motherfuckers' cars and trucks, scaring people, they might be on the same page as you, but you could scare them. They might have to shit. They might have ulcerative colitis. They might have to go somewhere. They might just be overwhelmed and scared. They might just not want to deal with it. You start getting in front of people's cars and trucks, do not complain when you get ran the fuck over. I don't care what your cause is. Saw a few clips of people standing in front of people's cars on the freeway, then they're like, what the fuck? Motherfucker, I got to take a shit. I'm not shitting in my new Ford Bronco. I just bought this Bronco. This is my new Tesla. I got to go. Fuck out of the way. I'm with you, but you got to move. You're not going to move? Okay, now I run you over. It's easier to get an assault rifle than it is to have an abortion in a lot of this country. It's easier to get a fucking assault rifle and a gun than it is to have an abortion. You don't think these Fred Flintstone motherfuckers are coming for gay rights, interracial rights, and more? You're kidding yourself. I never thought I would be saying it. I never thought that I would have to use my disruptive powers for this. But I was all over the news this weekend. And they always post that one picture of me with that lesion on my face like that. First of all, if I thought having that lesion on my face was so bad, I never would have went out in public. You think that that's going to stop me from Breitbart? They're like, Michael Rappaport called Clarence Thomas a handsy sexual harasser. I'm like, ain't the first time. And they always use that picture. Never made a motherfucking precancerous benign lesion look so goddamn good. No one's ever done it as good as me. What? But this is where we are. Anyway, I mean, I could go on and on and on about this shit. It's very, very demoralizing. And the fact that they're able to get up there, these judges, when they're cowtailing, politicking, tap dancing, shucking and jiving to get the jobs. And then as soon as they're in there, you can't do that in a court of law. You're perjuring yourself. You're saying, no, I'm not going to do this. When you're up there in your suits. And then a couple of months later, you're like, boom, like, yo, if you do that in court, yo, that's contempt of court. You perjure yourself. You put your hand on a stack of Bibles in front of the entire world. And what kind of God-fearing, evangelistic Christians, whatever the fuck they are, I don't know what these people are. I don't care. If they're so God-fearing, don't they know that God is watching them lie in front of the world on tape over and over and over again? Them tapes don't lie. Play the fucking tape again, Miles Jordan.
Do I have this day an opinion, a personal opinion, on the outcome in Roe versus Wade? And my answer to you is that I do not.
This shit is like an N1 mixtape for Supreme Court judges lying, each and every one of them. It's like SportsCenter top 10 lies of the day. Huh. Anyway, I ain't going anywhere. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Ain't going anywhere. Big announcement the other day. The young shooter, Dean Collins, is the PTP, part-time player, co-hosting once a week with me going forward, which I'm happy about. And like I said, I'll be in Milwaukee, be in Oklahoma City. All tickets, all information is available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. Stay safe. Stiggity, stay sane. But most importantly, stay fully disruptive. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real loud and real proper. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Museum quality podcasting always coming at you.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.